is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Residents in California are doing their best now to unblock drains ahead of potential floods and mudslides from more downpours. L.A. Mayor Karen Bass.
Keep your devices charged and have your emergency supplies and medications on hand. As we anticipate this weather event continuing into the next couple of days.
People in at least five counties have already been warned to evacuate. And the Pebble Beach Pro-Am's final round has been postponed till tomorrow because of strong winds and rain. Golfer Wyndham Clark has a one-shot lead. Meantime, raging forest fires have killed about 100 people now in Chile. Mimi Swabies with the BBC.
Rescue teams in the area are battling complicated conditions. With about 90 active fires affecting more than 43,000 hectares, Chile's Interior Minister, Carolina Toja, has said the country is facing its worst disaster since an earthquake in 2010, which killed more than 500 people.
President Biden answered a quick question after landing in Las Vegas ahead of a primary rally there later tonight. The U.S. has now hit dozens of Iranian-backed targets in Iraq and Syria who carried out attacks on American troops there last week. CBS's Holly Williams.
The U.S. appears to be trying to carefully calibrate its response. On the one hand, it doesn't want a further escalation of violence here in the Middle East. But on the other, it doesn't want to risk emboldening its enemies.
Lots of talk about the border crisis and a bipartisan Senate deal this weekend to help solve it.
I'm Peter King. Arizona Independent Kirsten Sinema helped negotiate the bill and spoke about it on CBS's Face the Nation.
We'll make swift justice. Folks who do qualify for asylum will be on a rapid path, 6 months or less, to start a new life in America. And those who do not qualify will quickly be returned to their home country.
The deal would also end the practice of catch and release. It would let the president shut down asylum processing during spikes in illegal crossings.
In Hollywood, boy genius SZA and Metallica among the early winners at tonight's Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. Dana Cortez on the red carpet.
Early Grammy winners include Best Music Video, I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles, Best Música Mexicana Album by Peso Pluma, and the Best Rap Album went to Killer Mike for his project Michael, proving there's something for everyone at this year's Grammys. And the rainy weather hasn't cooled the red carpet. Superstars like Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas O'Connell have already arrived and accepted the award for song written for visual media for Billie's What Was I Made For lead single on the Barbie soundtrack.
The show starts in just a few hours on CBS. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everybody, this is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show, just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show, so tune in then from noon to 2.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some patchy fog possible tonight, otherwise mostly clear with lows in the mid-20s. Becoming mostly sunny on your Monday, 48 our high. For Tuesday, a few clouds and 46. Mostly cloudy, highs around 47 on Wednesday. Mostly cloudy near 50 Thursday, but some rain is likely.
Right now, 40 degrees.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Seth Faces the Music, the show where things are about to get weird. Today on the show, we've got a bunch of artists who let their freak flag fly and wrote and recorded songs about being strange. Strange events, strange people, strange feelings. We're going to cover it all today, so join me, won't you, as we face the music together.
When you're strange, no one remembers. I like the way she talks and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy and I don't compare to many, but next to her I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange
and I like it. Just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
She's strange.
Always doing something new. She's the kind of person everybody knows. She reeks distinction from head to toe. She's my Twilight Zone, my Al Capone. She's my Rolling Stones and my Eva Peron.
And I like it.
Yes, I like it.
I like it.
The way she wears her hair, yeah.
Elusive, you see, like the invisible man in drag. And when you come to meet her, you'll never agree, or she'll be waving a skirt as a flag. Like a cold in October, she'll take you right over. It's not mean to be facetious. And that look in her eye says you're the guy she plans to spend this evening with. She's strange.
And I like it.
And I like it.
She's strange. Just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
She's Strange, says Cameo, and their single from 1984. And before that, we opened up the show with The Doors and People Are Strange. St. Vincent is the nom de guerre of Anne Erin Clark from Dallas, Texas. Three very cool things about St. Vincent. She takes her stage name from a lyric by Nick Cave. Very cool. And two of her big influences are David Bowie and Kate Bush, both who you're going to be hearing a little bit later in this show. But first, from her 2011 album of the same name, here's Strange Mercy.
Through double pain. strange mercy. Kill myself.
The Jam with Strange Town. They were a big hit in the late 70s in the UK, only a cult following here in the US, even after Paul Weller left to a solo career. And before that, we played James Brown and the Famous Flames. Early James Brown there with Strange Things Happen. Coming up next on Seth Faces the Music, a singer-songwriter who still fills stadiums, plays three-hour rock concerts, even though he's in his early 70s. I can only hope I'm doing that good when I'm that old. Find out who it is next on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Disregard the danger, though we share so many secrets. There are some we never